Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys getting up early with us. It is 5:30. It is June the 9th and it is Monday. We are back from the weekend. Hopefully you had a good weekend, getting things going here. Good morning.
Good morning. How was the weekend for you?
The weekend was good. It was it was busy, but not busy. It was busy because I went to both Coldplay concerts Friday and Saturday. But then during the day, it was basically like recovering from those concerts. So it was very not busy. But yeah, we had a really good weekend. So much fun at the concerts. Just wow. Totally blown away. First time I had ever seen Coldplay in concert. And so, yeah, we along with a lot of you guys went because I saw a lot of you at the show.
Yes.
And just had so much fun. So, yeah, yesterday was just kind of like recovery day. We just watched some of the games that were on TV and just caught up on some things that I missed over the weekend. But yeah, it was a really good weekend. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was so good. On Friday, I was telling you, I'm crossing fingers that we would get last minute, James and I would get last minute tickets to see Coldplay. And I texted promotions around 1 p.m. like, hey, you know, if there's any extras, let me know. At 5 p.m., promotions comes back and said, hey, I know the show starts in an hour or two, but would you be down to go? So I'm texting James. I'm calling him. I'm like, we have 2.5 hours to get to the concert to Allegiant Stadium. Can we do it? He's like, you know what? I know how badly you want to see Coldplay. Let's go.
Aww.
So we go and I'm texting you too because I know you have like the insight on like what time, what sets start. I'm like, what time does Coldplay go on? You're like, what did you say?
8:45.
And I'm like, oh, we have plenty of time to get to Allegiant.
You guys were good. They went on exactly at 8:45 on Friday night. And so all my friends who were asking, you know, for Saturday were like, what time they go on? I'm like, 8:45 on the dot. Be there on the dot. That's when they go on. They were like 15, 20 minutes late on Saturday. I was like, oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. So I don't know if there was an issue or what was going on. But yeah, they did go on a little later on Saturday, but just such a fun show. And I was just so impressed with not just like the vocals and the song choices, but the visuals and all of it. It was such an experience.
Like I knew that they were going to be interactive and their parts where they talked to the audience. And then I love to just like what they stand for. Coldplay stands for just like the earth and humanity and love. And I did not expect that to come into the show, just blown away by the connection that everyone felt. Thousands of people with their light up wristbands. It was an incredible experience.
Everyone was friends with each other. It was, even if it was just for the night. And yeah, it was a really good time. We'll be talking more about the whole concert and some of the things that happened at the concert this morning. It was a good one. We've got so much happening on the show today. I can't believe Father's Day is this upcoming weekend and we are celebrating dads with a little game we have every day, 9 o'clock. It's called Who's Your Daddy? You have to let us know who the artists and the song titles are of 3 songs by dads. Every singer is a dad, so you have to identify those 3 songs correctly, and if you do, you are going to win tickets to take dad, or if you're dad, you are going to go to Battle for Vegas. So much fun. This is the Celebrity Vegas Charity softball game with the Raiders and with the Golden Knights, and we've got your tickets for that coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Also, in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to see Shakira. She is coming to Allegiant Stadium at the end of the month, June 28th. We've got those tickets for you. And We also have your tickets to the New Kids on the Block residency, the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Not only will you win the tickets with the Mega Minute at 7:30, but you will also be entered to win the grand prize, which are two bar stool seats, on stage seating, plus two meet and greet passes to meet the guys. So that is coming up. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Show Me Love by Robin S? Do you want to hear Follow You Down by Gin Blossoms? Or do you want to hear Hold It Against Me by Britney Spears? If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow, if I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? Those are your choices. You get your votes in right now. We will count them up. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. And it's been a while since I said I'm sorry. Have you ever been betrayed by social media, or you just did something that made you look really bad? I was so annoyed because this is like the third time I've done it. Over the weekend, I'm scrolling on Facebook, and this is also another reason why Facebook is my least favorite of all the social media platforms. I see this post about a friend's father passing away. Or maybe it was an uncle, or no, it was an aunt. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember. Like, it's hard to get everything. And so it was her aunt. I remember because she showed a picture of her holding her hand, and it was very sweet. And I went to hit the care button. You know how they have all those different reactions?
Yeah.
I hit the care button emoji. Because I'm not a monster. So I also wrote a little nice comment, like, you know, sending you love, blah, blah, blah. So, like, 20 minutes later, Matt makes a comment to me. He's like, why'd you laugh at her comment? And I was like, what? And I was like, I didn't laugh. I wrote something really nice. He goes, yeah, but you did the ha ha thing. And I'm like, what? So I go back and the care and the ha ha button are right next to each other. And I must have slipped, like, actual nightmare. No, nothing says deepest condolences quite like a little yellow face doubled over in laughter. Oh. I was like, oh my gosh. So thankfully you can change it really quick. So I changed it. The thing is, I don't know if she saw it. I don't know if my husband saw it. So I'm guessing other people saw it and were probably like, why is she laughing at her aunt's passing? Like, I'm now the insensitive sociopath at laughing at a family tragedy. That's just perfect. I just felt like the biggest jerk when that happened.
Oh, and Matt has a point, because I will look at different Facebook posts and see, like, oh, there was one care.
Yes.
There was five hearts. There was three likes. I'm like, oh, good, interesting. And I'll click on it and it'll show you who liked what, who laughed at what. I'm like, interesting perspective. So for you to realize, how long was it until after you pressed the ha-ha button?
I think it was like 20 to 30 minutes. Ooh. So I know it was up there for a while.
That's a long time.
Have you ever had social media make you look so bad, or you post something and maybe you didn't realize there was something in the background of your photo? Or when did it betray you? 702-364-9400. Have you ever done that? And also move the care and the ha-ha away from each other. It's so bad.
You know, it's so similar on text messages too. Because on Apple, you'll just hold down on it on a text and you can kind of see your reactions. Ha-ha, laugh, whatever. And I laughed at one of my friend's text messages to me when she said she was going through something with her husband. I meant to put the heart, I'll be there for you emoji, And I laughed at it too. Immediately, I'm like, oh my God. And it shows like when things are edited on Apple too and on iPhones. And she goes, it's okay. But you could tell she was like, why instantly is she laughing when I'm going through something so traumatic?
You're like, I'm just trying to keep a sense of humor about the whole situation. Oh, it's all good.
Never again.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning, you guys. It is Monday. Welcome to the show. June 9th, it is 6:03. Coming off of the weekend, we are ready to get at it. Thank you guys for being here with us so early. We appreciate it. We were talking about this weekend. Both of us went to the Coldplay concert on Friday. I went again on Saturday, and I know a lot of you were out there. It was such a good show. Both nights were so good, and there were some interesting things that happened. On night one, I don't know. No, you left early, right?
I left like two songs before, right after Fix You.
Okay, so you missed it. Well, actually, during the show, did you catch him singing, throwing in a Mi Espresso and
yes!
the Chapel Roan Good Luck Babe lyrics?
I did hear that.
I thought that was so funny. And then at the very end of the show, as he's thanking the audience, the rumors are that Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson, they just broke up, and he says, go see Materialist. And everyone was like, really like, aw, if they broke up, that was really nice of him. That obviously, you know, he still cares about her.
And they're,
you know,
on still on good terms.
Yeah. Materialist is the new movie that she stars in. And then on Saturday, he was giving some shout outs. He's like, my son Moses Martin is here, and people were
really
screaming. And then Brandon Flowers from The Killers is here, and people are screaming. And then at one point in the concert, he does this thing where they find random people in the audience, and then he just makes up a song about them on the spot. So they're going through, and there's some really, you know, there's like a cute couple, then there was like a couple of brothers, and he sings a song about them. And then they pan over to Miss Celine Dion. Oh my gosh, the place erupted. It was crazy. Everyone's like, oh, Queen Celine. And so, of course, he had to make up a song about her on the spot. And it was so cute. We have the audio. You want to hear it?
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Celine, my beautiful sister, you make my heart go on and on. Near, far, you're a total superstar. Let's hear it for the legendary Celine Dion.
Oh my God, how incredible!
It was a really cool moment, and she was so gracious and one just wonderful to see her doing so well. It was really a cool moment.
I saw that video on social media. I want to say it was Sunday morning when I woke up, and I was like, how could I miss this moment? I should have gone to both nights.
It was really, really special. That's a great thing about social media, because within seconds it was posted,
and
so
yeah,
Everyone could see it. But yeah, it was a fun time this weekend. If you were able to make it, and definitely want to hear what you guys thought. We'll talk about it a little more later on in the show, but man, it was that was my whole weekend, Friday and Saturday, basically.
Which night did you like the best?
Oh, that's so hard to say, because Friday was like an emotional night for me, because it was like the first time I was getting to see them, and the anticipation. And then Saturday, I felt like I could enjoy it more because,
gotcha,
yeah, I had already had that, you know, and I wasn't filming as much. I was actually absorbing
in the
music.
Present.
So they were both really, really good. It was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad you went to both nights.
Yeah,
too.
I am too. It was a great time. Well, coming up this morning, we've got a lot going on. We've got your tickets to see New Kids on the Block, their residency. We've got your Shakira tickets. We've got your Battle for Vegas tickets. All of that is coming up this morning. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Madonna is back, and she's digging deep into her vault. We're talking rare remixes, emotional throwbacks, and a project fans have waited decades to hear. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at some of the video this morning from all the protests going on.
Oh,
I'm just
gosh.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Here is what's trending. Madonna is trending this morning. So she is back, and she's back in a big way, too. She just to remind us why she is the queen of reinvention. She announced her long rumored project called Veronica Electronica.
Ooh.
So this is a new new release. Basically, it's a love letter to her iconic Ray of Light situation. Did you ever hear that song? Do we have that song in here? No.
Which one?
Ray of Light?
Oh, no, but I can.
Oh, okay.
See.
So Ray of Light era, that was in the 90s. And this is a love letter to that with rare and unreleased remixes from the album. It was 1998 that it came out. I can't believe it's been that long. The first taste is she dropped a remix of her song Skin. So if you're still emotionally recovering from the original, buckle up. Here's a little taste of that.
Ooh, this is fun.
Yeah. Veronica Electronica officially drops on July 25th, both digitally and on silver vinyl. For anyone who wants something shiny for their record shelf, the 8-track remix album was actually Madonna's original plan for Ray of Light, but it got shelved because the album became just like a cultural event, and it spawned a hit after hit, and it pretty much dominated the 90s for a year. Pre-orders are up now. The track list is a who's who of club remix royalty. If you are a fan of that kind of music, you're going to know the name Sasha, BT, Victor Calderon all make an appearance on that. A fun fact, though, this is her first remix album since Finally Enough Love 50 number ones in 2022, and her last studio album was back in 2019.
No kidding.
That was her Madam X album. So she's still working hard. She got personal about this era on Instagram. She called Ray of Light a seminal moment when she had just had her daughter Lola, and she was, in her words, ready to shed a new skin and take a road less traveled. In true Madonna fashion, this announcement comes just after she celebrated her dad's 94th birthday with a tribute saying, he's still getting up every day until the wheels fall off.
Wow,
so definitely
94?
We see where she's getting
good
it from,
her.
Right? Yeah, Ray of Light remains one of the biggest albums ever with her hits like Frozen, Power of Goodbye, and she got a Grammy for that album for Best Pop Album. So if you know, you know, and that is what's trending. I never feel so Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There's some moments as a parent or maybe even a pet owner where your life just like flashes before your eyes, usually right after you realize your kid or your pet just swallowed something that they absolutely should not have. There is a mom that's going viral right now because she's trying to raise awareness for the dangers of those button batteries. Her son, Asia, swallowed one. I guess it just happened so fast and she didn't notice it. They were cleaning out their RV, and at some point, her son had grabbed the remote to the backup camera that was mounted to the steering wheel, dropped it, the battery fell out, and it's one of those circular batteries, ends up swallowing it. She didn't see any of that happen. All of a sudden, she just noticed her little one started salivating, got really flush, started to get really fussy, and then fatigue started to set in, so she didn't know what was going on. Then he started coughing up black flakes.
Ooh.
And that was the covering of the battery. So they were immediately to the ER, and that's when they realized he had swallowed one of those button batteries. Has that ever happened to anyone with your kid? Those button batteries are like, they're so tempting for little kids to just stick in their mouth. They're small enough. They're easy to put in, they're easy to swallow, but that they're so dangerous. I think of all the things that kids love to put in their mouths, that is one of the most those small lithium batteries are one of the most dangerous things out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember my mom, anytime I was around coins, she would be traumatic of her situation with my brother. And this happened before I was born. I believe my brother was about 3-4 years old. He loved to put things in his mouth, you name it. And my mom would always tell him, stop putting stuff in your mouth. Well, I guess he put a quarter in his mouth when my mom was driving and my brother was in the back seat. And all you can hear is him choking. My mom had to pull over the car, take her fingers and shove her fingers down her throat to get the quarter out of his mouth.
Yeah, they just will put anything in your mouth, you know, if it's small enough. I mean, I've had to do that with like pieces of candy before where I knew they were eating it, but then it just kind of gets lodged in there. This text just said, my toddler ate a Lego. It took a while to see it again, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
let it just go through. I mean, if the digestive system is able to do that, then that's great. But I mean, that would still terrify me. I think it'd still go to the ER for that one, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if the Lego is small enough, maybe, but you never know how big that Lego is that they swallowed.
My brother swallowed a marble once, I remember. There was a game that we had that had marbles in it. I can't remember what the game was, but he thought they looked like candy and he ended up swallowing one of those. And it went all the way through, but I remember my mom was terrified because what he had done is he put a bunch of them in his mouth and he was like spitting them out, like shooting them, like he was his own pellet gun. He's like, oh. And then they come out really fast. Well, he laughed so hard because one hit someone and inhaled and it went down his throat, last one. So it was so scary.
Honestly, though, those marbles, they do look pretty good.
They're so damaging too. If you're ever looking for some sort of contraption to hurt your sister, you know, just go and shoot the marbles out of your mouth.
You intend on hitting your sister, but instead you end up hurting your throat and yourself.
I know, it's scary. This text just came in, not a battery, but a quarter. Little boy came into the office I worked at. He would throw up, which would make the coin move. Then he would throw up again, and this would just kept going on and on. We had to call paramedics to take him to the hospital to get it removed. Yeah, those darn coins, I'm telling you. Well, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we are going to get you the latest. There was a shooting on the strip overnight at the Bellagio fountains. How a social media beef, police are saying, could have been the cause of all this. That is coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Two people are dead after a shooting on the Las Vegas Strip late last night that authorities say stemmed from a conflict on social media. According to Metro, officers were patrolling Las Vegas Boulevard around 10:40 last night when they heard gunfire come from the west side of the street near the Bellagio fountains. Officers responded immediately, found two people suffering from gunshot wounds. Both victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Police have identified a suspect. They believe the shooting was an isolated incident. Investigators say the suspect and victims had been involved in a dispute on several social media platforms before the shooting, which may have been streamed live on YouTube before being taken down. The strip was closed between Flamingo and Harmon into this morning, but it's since reopened. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Metro or Crime Stoppers, where you can remain anonymous.
I was watching that news report, and allegedly that they were YouTube influencers here in from Las Vegas, and they're still, like you said, trying to find the person that pulled the trigger.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a dual thing.
Yeah.
So we get you more information as we get it, for sure. Also this morning, a lot of you have kids that are on vacation right now and they're probably staying up late. Well, a new study suggests that teenage night owls may be more self-destructively impulsive. Researchers use data from kids who completed questionnaires to measure their impulsivity and sleep patterns. And they also provided saliva samples for the study. They wore a sleep tracking device. And what they found was that teens who like to stay up late were more likely to act impulsively when experiencing negative emotions. The kids are more likely to drink and abuse substances. Researchers say parents may be able to help their teens by encouraging normal sleep hours. I think that's easier said than done. Like, I know during the summer, instead of me tucking my kids in, they tuck me in, and I know they're going to be up for a long time. And I can always tell because I never use Snapchat. The only time I use it is to send my streaks with my kids. I have streaks going.
With both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
That's fun.
And so we send our streaks. And so in the morning, when I go to send my morning streaks, I see what time they sent their streaks at night. And like, for instance, last night, it was like 1:40 for Sophie. I was like, what is she doing up so late? Oh my gosh.
And then with Brooklyn, how long do you think she's, do you think they stay up together or separately?
They stay up separately for sure. But she, yeah, she stays up late too. Let me see what time she sent hers.
So 1:40 a.m. for Sophie. Brooklyn, I'm going to guess a little later.
She actually just, no, she, what the heck? She just sent hers at 6:23 this morning.
Oh, no kidding.
I know that's not her. She must have woke up and just checked her phone or something.
It went back to bed.
That is bizarre. Like, what, girl, what are you doing up so early this morning? That is so weird.
Does, but Sophie, she's going back to work, right?
Today's her first day, so she's,
oh, no,
she's
kidding,
gonna get a lot of sleep, I guess.
She went to bed at 1:40, and then what time does she start this morning?
I'm not sure. Okay. I know she has a Zoom this morning, and so it's virtual today, but... Yeah, it's that's a little late for her. That, mm-hmm. When I'm looking at these and I'm like, what time? Why did you go to bed so late? And I always try. Okay, I take it back. It was 1:07. My bad. My
I
bad.
Mean, it's still the that's same.
Still pretty late. Yeah. Finally, this morning, have you ever had a goal of visiting all 50 U.S. states? A lot of us could cross a bunch of states off the list so far, but there are a few people out there that would be starting from scratch. There's this new poll out. It shows 16% of American adults say they've been to 30 or more states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's obviously that's more common the older you get. Maybe
true.
You travel more. But 5% of Gen Zers under 30 have also been to 30 or more. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Another 16% of Americans say they've been to 20 to 29 states. 28% say they've been to 10 to 19. But here's where it gets interesting. In 5% of adults say they've never been to another state other than the one that they live in.
No kidding. I mean, they must be living in a big state because I think those smaller states like in the Northeast, it's easy to go like different states.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and count them all up, but I've been to quite a few states. But here's my question. Does it count as visiting the state if you've had a layover at the state? You never like left the airport, but technically you were in the state. Does that count as being in that state?
If we want to get technical, like you said, yes, you've been in the state, but you've never visited. So it doesn't count. Like I've had layovers in Texas, but I've never really visited Texas. So I don't count that.
Yeah, I wouldn't count it either unless you've left the airport and like gone and seen the state. I think that's what counts. But I feel like the airport is no man's land. That doesn't really count
right.
as the actual visit.
Is there a state that you've never been to that you want to visit in the United States?
I'd like to go to Oregon. I've never been to Oregon
oh, no
before.
Kidding.
Yeah.
My
husband and my daughter just went a few months ago for a volleyball tournament and they said it was really beautiful. I think I'd put Oregon next on my list. What about you?
So like I said, I've never been to Texas, so I'd love to visit Texas. And I have two brothers that live there, but I've never visited them.
Oh, well, at least you have a place to stay if you decide to go, right?
I mean, the humidity right now, maybe we'll wait till like wintertime.
Oh man, it's still humid.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Carla, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah.
You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
Yes, I am.
All right. All you got to do is guess the artist and title of the song faster than I can do it. If you get it, you're going to win a $150 diamond pendant courtesy of Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am so ready.
Are you by yourself this morning or do you have someone helping you out?
No, I'm with my dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's your name, Dad?
Paul.
Paul, awesome. Okay, Carla, Paul, I am leaving the studio right now. Good luck. You guys got this, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, she's leaving the studio. Carla and Paul, you guys do got this. And hey, Father's Day is on Sunday, so how perfect would this be?
True.
Okay, Carla, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you guys know the correct artist and title, you guys are going to shout out, "Got it!" super loud into that microphone of your phone. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, got it.
Wow. Okay. What you guys got?
Wham.
And then repeat it super loud so we can hear you clearly. One more time.
Careless Whisper by Wham.
Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Carla, you said you have something fun going on this summer, and you're on your way to it. What is it?
I have an accounting internship.
An accounting internship. How amazing. Okay, well, good luck with that. Mercedes is back.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's do this. All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Careless Whisper. Wham.
Oh, my God. You are so famous. And then what did you say the song title?
Careless Whisper by Wham.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's go. Oh, no. Yes, you're right. I had the things on. This is what I meant to play. This is the drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah, you
okay.
Know.
So suspenseful now.
I'm not like totally confident. I mean, that was fast. I wasn't out there for very long, so I don't know.
But you stopped the clock fast, and that was at 1.2 seconds.
Okay.
You were correct. Careless Whisper by Wham. Now, Carla and Paul also got the correct answer.
Okay.
But they did it in 3.2 seconds.
Oh, man. It's that saxophone.
It is.
The saxophone is the giveaway on that. Carla, Paul, I'm so sorry. Oh, that means we now have a $175 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Make sure you are listening tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, for your chance to win. And why am I so excited that we get to play Careless Whisper at 7:08 on a Monday morning on this radio station? So here you go. That's, I guess, the little bonus of winning this game. It's Mix 94.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This weekend was Coldplay. Two shows at Allegiant Stadium, Friday and Saturday night. Who went? And what did you guys think of the show? 702-364-9400. We ended up going both nights, and it was just so good. Everything about the show was incredible. The sound, the performance, the lights, the camaraderie. Like,
yes,
we had the best time on over the weekend.
I think, too, just with Coldplay, first Coldplay concert I've ever been to, and it lived up to the hype as one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's definitely in my top three, 100%. Let's talk about something, though, about like concert seating and the concert seating lottery. I always get anxiety as I'm looking for my seat. Like, who's going to be around me? What's the situation that we're going to have to deal with? And somehow, I always end up behind that one person who is just slightly taller than me.
Oh.
That always happens to me, no matter how tall you are yourself. And for context, I'm 5'9", so I'm not exactly getting lost in a crowd. You know, if you're shorter than me behind me, I apologize, but you know, most days I can hold my own, but at Coldplay, the guy in front of me on Saturday night, we're sitting down and I see he's got to be at least 6'4". At least 6'4".
No kidding.
And I immediately accepted my fate. I was like, all right, Mercedes, this is how you are going to watch Chris Martin
through this guy's left elbow for the next 2 hours. I accepted it because, you know, I feel bad for really tall people in situations like that. Most people would get mad at them, not me. I feel bad. It's like, you're shaming someone because they're tall. You're mad at them because they're tall. Like, they're just there to enjoy the concert also, you know? So I accepted my fate. I was like, you know, it happens. At least I got to see it Friday and there was someone short in
That's
front of
true.
Me. So
it's
all good. But then something beautiful happened. This tall king sat the entire show.
No, he didn't.
I couldn't believe it.
How mindful of him.
I wanted to send him a thank you note, maybe Venmo him for his next haircut or something, just out of pure gratitude. I could not. Honestly, I could see the awareness in his body. I just saw the body language. And it was like he was doing advanced geometry in his head where he was double checking that he wasn't blocking anyone. And it was just so mindful and kind of him, which he did not need to do. I couldn't believe it. Tall people get such a bad rap at concerts, but you know, I had to give this guy his flowers because I thought it was the coolest thing.
Okay. But a festival where there is no type of rising, there's just, it's all flat. Do you think he would have done the same? Would he have sat at a festival?
Well, who sits at a festival?
Exactly. So now you're really in trouble. You got to move around.
But
if
I have options
tall.
To move. Like if you're in a seat, you're in your seat. You know, at a festival, I have the option to move. Is there like, are you a tall person and are you hyper aware every time you go out? Do you get a bad reaction? Do you get a positive reaction? I mean, I just accept it, but I just have to let the tall folks out there. I see you. I appreciate you when you do stuff like that. If you're tall, do you ever feel like you need to apologize for your existence every time you buy a concert ticket? I feel bad about that. 702-364-9400. And on the other end, if you are a shorter person, is it like your worst nightmare? It's like a concert just rolling the dice. Like, I wish there was a tall person section and a short person section,
yes!
You know, just for people so they could see better.
High requirements into the Allegiant Stadium.
I'm just saying, there might be something worth considering. 702-364-9400.
I think, too, when it comes to concerts, there's just so many things that get me anxious before going. I mean, for example, I got last minute tickets on Friday. I found it at 5 p.m. So I'm searching our seats. Like, how long is it going to take to get to our entrance, to our seats? And the worst thing, like last week was Kendrick and SZA smoking weed in front of me. It's like, come on. Mm. I wanted to just immediately like tap them on the shoulder, be like, look where you're blowing. Relax. Or do it before and after the concert.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Chris Martin said something on Saturday night. He's like, I smell weed.
He did? Yeah, there was weed at Coldplay.
I didn't smell it, but there was a kind of a nightmare scenario that, and hey, look, you're in a stadium, you're all packed in there, but like I felt like I had to get involved because I was worried that my daughter was going to get in a fight with a lady in front of us.
Your teenage daughter?
Yes. I was worried. It was just not a good situation. So tall guy is with his wife or girlfriend, and she's got really long hair. And it's falling over the back of her chair, and there's little cup holders there.
Yes.
So she keeps flipping her hair all around. And my daughter has an open water bottle because they took the caps on the water.
For safety, yeah.
Yeah. And I swear this lady was in like the Hair Olympics. She was flipping and swishing and it kept going into her water bottle. And so my daughter was kind of like jiggling her water bottle to make her aware like, hey, there's a drink behind you, and kind of moving the seat. And she'd look back and she'd see it. And then she'd flip her hair there again.
Ugh.
Like she was doing it on purpose. Every passive aggressive trick in the book, Brooklyn was like kind of kneeing her chair, like, hey, heads up, there's someone here, clearing her throat, letting her know. This woman would double down. And at one point she made eye contact with her and then flipped her hair in just for like a dramatic effect.
Stop.
I was just like, so I could see Brooklyn getting so mad. And I go, just switch seats with your dad. So like she and Matt ended up switching. Matt didn't have anything, but I just did that to keep the peace. Like, has anyone seen an actual argument break out at a concert over stuff like that? Hairs, elbows, someone poking you in the back. Like, have you ever actually gotten into a fight or even just a really awkward exchange at a concert? 702-364-9400.
And I mean, those water bottles at Allegiant Stadium, they're like $7. And imagine your hair or someone else's hair going into that. I would have tapped on her shoulder and let her know, like, hey, look, your hair's going into my water bottle.
I almost did, but then it's like I could tell she was doing it on purpose, and I felt like that was going to escalate the situation. So I was just like trying to be proactive and have Brooklyn move so she didn't have to deal with it. She sat behind an old guy with like very short hair, so there was no issue there. But I get so worried. Like, that concerts and graduations are prime grounds for fights starting. Like, it's inevitable.
Did I tell you that James got into a fight at an Usher concert?
Why?
So someone was in our seats. There was a couple. A big guy looked like, I don't know, taller than James. And then he had his girlfriend with him. And they were in our seats. And we're telling them, like, you are in our seats. You need to move. And it's funny. We're telling the usher at the Usher concert, hey, they're in our seats. Like, let them, like, kick them out. And they were stubborn. They wouldn't leave. And the girl was like, come on, babe. Let's just go back to our seats. Saying and admitting that they were in ours. And he goes, no. So James goes, why don't you just listen to your girl and go back to your seats? And then from there, I was like, okay, let's go. And they finally took the people that were in our seats out. But man, I thought James was about to throw hands at an Usher concert.
Oh my gosh, it's 7 o'clock on the dot.
We're gonna fight tonight on the streets.
Oh my gosh. I just feel like Usher shouldn't be a fight concert.
No.
There's certain concerts that are fight concerts. Not Usher, not Coldplay.
Not Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, maybe Kendrick and SZA, depending on what the song is at that time.
If it's not like us, then maybe we're getting into
else. That's the only song I was thinking of, actually. All right, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Who wants to win? I'm telling you, this is quite the prize. If you are a fan of New Kids on the Block, we've got your tickets right now. Two of them to their Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM on July 2nd. Not only will you win tickets, but you'll be entered in the grand prize, which is, get this, two barstool seats, on stage seating, you guys. Plus two meet and greet passes to meet the guys. Caller 20, you get to take on the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them all correct. If you do that, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're taking on the Mega Minute right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. Good luck.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. Jerry, you are caller 20.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Are
yes.
you ready oh to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am so ready. Oh. So crazy.
You're going to get these tickets to see New Kids on the Block, their residency.
Oh my God.
If you win, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize where you're going to be meeting them, sitting on stage.
Yes!
It's going to be amazing. So let's do this.
I love her excitement.
I need her to win.
Please.
We need you to win, Jerry.
I don't need to win. I need to call my BFF after this. I'm going to die.
Okay, so here's the deal. We've got these 10 questions for you. You just have to answer them all correctly. We have a minute to do it.
Okay.
Are you ready to make this happen?
I am born ready.
All right. Let's
do this, Jerry. Okay, if you're struggling with the question, Jerry, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The Apollo 11 was a mission to land on the what?
Moon.
Yes. How many hours are in half a day?
12.
Yes. Finish this nursery rhyme. Old MacDonald had a what?
Farm.
Yes. New Kids on the Block are from what U.S. state?
Pittsburgh.
No. What is the name?
Chicago.
No. Oh, what is the name of the largest living primate?
Pass.
What kind of meat is in clam chowder?
Seafood.
Judges, sure. Yes. Yeah. What do we call molten rock below the Earth's surface?
Lava.
No. What is the name of the fictional town in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Carson City is the capital of which U.S. state?
Nevada.
Yes. Bombay Sapphire is what kind of liquor?
Gin.
Yes. New Kids on the Block are from what U.S. state?
New Jersey.
No.
Oh. New York.
Massachusetts. They're from Boston.
Oh. No.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
That hurts.
Oh, I really wanted you to get that. There were a couple of other ones we had to pass on. The name of the largest living primate, that's a gorilla. What do we call the molten rock below the Earth's surface? Below, it's called magma. The name of the fictional town and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, that is Whoville. Oh, my heart is broken, Jerry. There's still hope for you, though. You hang up, you call right back, you could possibly win because caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them to see New Kids on the Block, their Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, two barstool seats on stage, plus two meet and greet passes. Caller 20, you get the tickets, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, the violence intensifies in the California riots as the National Guard has said, and federal immigration authorities arrested 44 people across LA for immigration violations on Friday. And that sparked some protests and clashes that continue in the area. The raids targeted workplaces like a clothing warehouse in the Fashion District, a Home Depot in Westlake. At the clothing warehouse, immigration and customs enforcement agents in tactical gear used flashbang grenades and pepper spray to push back a crowd of protesters trying to block their vehicles. Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass have been threatened by the president that they could face arrest if they interfere with ICE operations. Around 300 members of the California National Guard have already been deployed. And yesterday, the Secretary of Defense placed 500 Marines on prepared deploy status for the LA immigration protests. Late last night, the LA Police Department declared all of downtown LA an unlawful assembly and ordered everyone to leave the area immediately. The chief of police said during a press conference that it was just getting ugly down there. I just saw a video this morning of police firing a rubber bullet at a reporter who was from Australia reporting on the situation. It's just like, is this necessary?
And not only that, I think regardless of where you stand with immigration laws, like seeing that stuff, it's you can't help but feel something. And thinking about the families that are being separated, it's just so difficult to see. And just knowing, like, if I'm a kid and my parent is going to work, if I'm going to see them again, I think that regardless, it's so sad. And I feel kind of helpless in this situation, you know?
It just, everything feels very escalated.
Yes.
And I just, I'm having a hard time understanding why it's been taken to this level. But yeah, hopefully today is a better day than yesterday was, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Also this morning, David Beckham, he's reportedly set to receive a knighthood in King Charles' upcoming birthday honors list, recognizing his soccer legacy and contributions to British society. That's going to make his wife, Victoria Beckham, Lady Beckham. They're going to have titles now.
No way.
Lady Victoria Beckham. It sounds like Bridgerton or something like that.
No kidding.
Beckham was first nominated for knighthood in 2011. He got the Order of the British Empire in 2003. But in 2024, he became an ambassador for the King's Foundation. And so, yeah, this is a big deal for them. They're going to get the Sir David Beckham and Lady Victoria Beckham acknowledgement.
I saw, I think it was on Hulu, David Beckham's documentary about how he was as a kid and how he got into soccer and how he would be in the backyard for hours with his dad just kicking the soccer ball, and then how he got into a relationship with Victoria Beckham and that whole story. I thought it was kind of cute how they got together and how she was on the Spice Girls and stuff like that.
What was the story?
I believe they met they met randomly. Oh, God, I can't remember the story. But I remember the one thing that stood out to me in that documentary is during the Spice Girls, and they had to keep it like super private, and all the girls would like tease her about it, like, oh, there's David, and she goes, stop it. And I thought it was super cute.
Oh, that's funny. Finally this morning, in case there was any doubt, the TSA has confirmed your Costco membership card will not get you through airport security, no matter how delicious the $1.50 a hot dog combo is. On June 4th, the agency actually had to take to Facebook to debunk a bizarre rumor that Costco cards could be used as a real ID for domestic flights.
Stop.
They wrote, we love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID, because it absolutely does not. Now, the post generated a ton of snarky responses. One person said, so you're saying we should bring you a chicken? Another said, pretty sure the Costco card is stronger than some passports. Real IDs became mandatory for airline travel and federal building access in most states as of May 7th. These upgraded IDs require extra documentation. But is it just because there's a gold star on the Costco card or something that people would actually think that this would be feasible?
I mean, I'm thinking about, like, why would they even try and do a Costco card going through TSA? I think that people should bring their backups, like a passport or something, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm trying to think, like, what is it about the Costco card that actually made them think that this would work, that the gold star, because that's what the real ID has, you know?
Oh, because they think it's similar in the stars, that they think it's more valid?
As long as you have a star on anything, just, you know, remember, when you go through airport security, the only thing your Costco card will help you access at the airport is maybe the impulse to buy a pack of granola bars before your flight or something like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mix 94.1, that's the Killers there. Brandon Flowers from the Killers was at the Coldplay concert on Saturday night. Got a nice little shout out from Chris Martin. Also at the Coldplay concert on Saturday night was Celine Dion. And Chris Martin even sang a little impromptu song for her.
Oh, Celine, my beautiful sister. You make my heart go on and on. You're a total superstar. Let's hear it for the legendary Celine Dion.
Oh my God.
It was so cute, and she was so gracious, so excited to be there. She was dancing, going crazy. It was a lot of fun on Saturday night. So, what's everyone's take on this? If you want to reach out to the show, you can call us at 702-364-9400. Have you ever been in a situation where you're completely ready to confront someone until you see who it is? And does age play into how you react? You guys were faced with a situation that I would have been so mad about.
So I was mad, but I didn't confront them, and this is why. Okay, so James and I, we're waiting in our car. We ordered our food, and we're just like, oh, it's not ready yet. We'll just sit in the car and blast the AC and listen to some music. So this car parks right next to us, and I believe it was a handicapped parking. They swing the door open to get out of their car when, boom, their car door hits my car. And I'm thinking, how could this careless person do this? I'm ready to tell them, like, hey, watch where you're swinging your door. And by the way, if it was a windy day, maybe I would have had some exceptions. No wind on Saturday.
Okay, let me ask you a question before I start, like, accusing this person of being a jerk. They were in a handicapped spot. Aren't there, like, spaces in between for if they are handicapped? Let's say they need to get, like, a wheelchair out or anything. Were you guys parked illegally? Were you parked on that spot where they are supposed to have room to open their door?
So this handicapped spot did not have that.
Okay.
It just had one of those reserved signs.
Okay.
Okay, for visual. Now, when this person walks out, my heart immediately changed. I'm thinking it's this careless teenager. Maybe it's a guy just ready to go get his food and come in and out. But walks out of the car, an older lady with a cane. First, she walks out. Then she grabs her cane from the passenger side. And my heart changed. Like, oh, maybe she's a little helpless. Maybe she's a little just older and she's not aware. But when she closed her driver door, what even made me feel a little bit more softer was her handle to her car was taped with electrical tape.
Oh, man.
And so I'm like, man, maybe she's going through hard times. Maybe I need to put myself in her shoes. And she goes into the restaurant. And once she goes into the restaurant, I got off immediately thinking if there's damage on my car. So I go look. Doesn't seem like there's any damage. Just like some plastic was coming off the car. But man.
That's damage.
A little bit of plastic.
Coming off the car?
Yeah.
That's damage.
Even if you can't see it afterwards?
Well, if you fixed it, I guess it's not. But like, if there is plastic coming off the car, that is damage.
You think so?
Yes.
My head, I was like, okay, I took the plastic off and you couldn't tell. But if there was like paint damage or maybe there was a little dent, maybe I would have confronted the older lady. But I didn't. And I think maybe because she's older, or am I treating her to a different standard that I should be treating everybody?
Do you think that old people get the old person pass? Do you give people the old person pass? 702-364-9400. I get it. She was older. She had a cane. And there's part of me that would want to shrug it off and move on. But when some people get a little older, and I've seen this in my family, I've seen it with just strangers, they just kind of stop caring about the rest of us entirely. Like, yes, you have earned the right to, you know, get that respect and maybe extra patience. Yes. But do you get a free pass to slam your door into my car and not even blink? No. The cane's not a shield for bad behavior, you know? I think that it's okay to say something and you can say it respectfully. Like, excuse me, ma'am, you just like slammed your car door into my car. And look, there's plastic falling off. I don't think that's being rude. I think that's being factual. But do you just say, oh, because they're older, they can do it? Because if you start giving passes for that, what else are you going to give passes for?
Yeah, that's true. Because now, like, what if it happens a second time and it's mostly a similar situation? Older person, am I going to continue to let them walk all over me? Or am I going to stand up for myself and say, hey, you slammed your car door into my car?
You have to say something, I think, because then they're going to do it to the next person and they're not going to be aware of it. Ramon, what do you think? Would you say something or would you just let it slide?
I'm on the train of no harm, no foul. So if you can't notice any damage, then I'll probably let it go. But if, like you said, if there was a dent, then I would have said something. Maybe not be angry about it because they're older, but I would have been like, hey, you did, you know, cause a dent to my door.
Ooh, and then what? Go through insurance?
Yeah.
And then go through all that stuff?
Yeah. Well,
that
my deductible is too high, so I wouldn't go through insurance. I'd just be like,
she probably has good retirement money.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that I should have done it, like gone through insurance and stuff if there was damage? Or?
Well, it depends on your deductible, girl. I don't know what that is. If it's a high deductible, you're better off just getting her to give you some cash for it. But
hey, pay for my lunch.
I mean, seriously, this text says, hey, Steph, I'm all about respecting my elders, but if you hit my car, I don't care if you came out with a walker, a cane, or on roller skates, I'm saying something.
Roller skates. She's like, I fooled you. I have a cane and roller skates.
And this one says, honestly, I think some older folks are living their best unbothered lives. My neighbor is 81 and she'll tell you off for parking in front of her house, but she'll park her car sideways at Trader Joe's and don't you dare comment. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So much still to come on the show. In just a few minutes, we're going to get you some tickets to see Shakira with Heads Up. Don't go anywhere for that. And then at 9 o'clock, Father's Day is on the way. And we want you to hook up Dad with some tickets to check out the Battle for Vegas charity softball game, Vegas Golden Knights, Las Vegas Raiders. taking each other on for the Battle for Vegas, and we've got your tickets coming up with a fun game called Who's Your Daddy? That's on the way at 9 o'clock. So confession time, and let us know if you have ever done this and what brought this on. 702-364-9400. Have you ever had a random public happy cry moment that completely caught you off guard? 702-364-9400. You know how they say that music is healing, and apparently for me, it's also hydrating, because night one of Coldplay, just standing there minding my own business, listening, you know, to songs about stars and paradise and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And suddenly my eyes are like Niagara Falls. I was just not Madonna. I was just losing it. It wasn't even like a cute tear. It was like, excuse me, are you okay? Like, people were looking at me. But then I started looking around and more people were crying than me. I couldn't believe it. At the Coldplay concert, anyone else just completely lose it? I'm talking like full on ugly cry. Like, you know, and then some random lady next to me handed me a tissue.
No, she didn't.
It was so nice. Aww. I was like, but she was crying too. So she saw that I needed it. And it was just like this flood of pure happiness. Like, my soul had been holding on to all this good energy, and then it was finally able to let it go. I couldn't even tell you why. Maybe it's because I was with my family. Maybe it was the lights. Maybe it was the fact that I haven't had a core memory in years that didn't involve like my car registration expiring or something like that. So I was so happy. Has that ever happened where you had a random public happy cry moment? Have you done that?
That was me with you on Friday, but instead we weren't together. I was on the other side of the stadium,
yeah,
bawling to Coldplay. And it was during the song The Scientist. When that song comes on, and I could be anywhere listening to this song, but when it was live, I knew I was gonna cry, right?
Yeah.
Unprepared though, because no tissues in hand. Here are tears falling down my face. Immediately when the song is over, I'm going through the aisles. I'm like, excuse me, I need to get a napkin. Excuse me.
It was so emotional.
It was just one of those moments where I didn't even, wasn't sad about anything. It was just the way that the music made me feel brought me to tears.
It's been a long time since I felt like something like that at a concert. Let's talk to Sandra. Sandra, hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. So it was in my daughter's bucket list to see Coldplay, and she ranked on Spotify the top 0.05% of fans.
Whoa. So that, she listens a lot.
Yes. And in some other stream, it was like the top 1% of fans.
Wow.
So the whole concert, she was just bawling her eyes out.
But it was out of happiness, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of songs that made her sad. But the other song, she was just like in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't record it. I was recording for her favorite song. But she said, Mom, I'm just going to live in this moment. And it was so beautiful watching her, just so happy.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah, my daughter sent me video. I guess she recorded me and I didn't know she was recording. And you can see like pure bliss on my face. I had no clue like what was going on. Just pure bliss. Let's talk to Derek. Derek, when were you in a public happy cry situation?
So I have two. One was when the first time I went and saw Frank Turner live. He's a folk punk singer, but like it was, he just has a song that just hit the right spot called Recovery. I love it. The other one was when I was like 8 years old, you actually hooked me up with tickets to wrestling for my first show ever.
What?
And you weren't even giving them away. It was like, I think JC had just started being producer, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say the other person's name. But
oh,
like,
yeah,
it was
you can say it if you want. Yeah, you're all good. Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah.
Oh, that's so special.
Yeah, like I've always been a listener because you've just been so rad to me, and I always appreciated it.
No, Derek, you're gonna make me cry. Like, what are you even doing? No, that makes me so happy to hear that we could give you that core memory and just like to be a part of your life in that way. That means everything. Thank you, Derek. You literally made my day. Hey, Corey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang. How you doing?
Good. What made you have that happy cry moment?
Well, you know, my girl passed away in December.
Yes.
And whatchamacallit, I only work one Saturday a month. So this past Saturday I was working and I was listening to another station for some God unknown reason.
I mean, come on, Corey, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, we're going to hang up now. No, I'm kidding.
And One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men came on. Mm. And I cried like a little girl because I miss her so much. And I know that one day we'll be reunited, and my customer came out and even checked on me. You okay? I'm like, you know, it's a sock in the gut. I miss her so much, but one day we'll be back together.
Yes, 100%. Corey, I have to tell you, you and I were friends on social media, and the day I saw that you posted about your loss, my heart just broke for you. And I just want you to know, I mean, I can't pretend to know exactly how you feel, and I know it hurts, and I'm so sorry you're going through it. And losing someone you care about is never easy, but it doesn't take away from all the good that you brought into that relationship and or the person you are. So give yourself time to just feel everything and remember you're not alone, even when it feels like it, okay?
Well, I appreciate that so much. You guys make the mornings much, much better. And stop looking for somebody. Keep Steph on there with you.
She's always going to be here with us. I mean, as long as she stays. But we do. We have actually something really cool. We do have someone that's going to be joining the show starting next week. And Steph's still going to be here. We're still, you know, we're not. No one's going anywhere. But we are really excited to introduce you to our new show member that's going to be starting on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. So more on that to come, but let's do this. It is time to win. We've got your tickets right now to see Shakira. Shakira is coming to Allegiant Stadium June 28th. And not only will you win tickets to the show, you're going to be entered in the grand prize where you will have the chance to be able to walk out with Shakira.
What?
During her show. Stop. At Allegiant.
No way. I had no idea we were giving this part away.
Yes. This is for the grand prize winner. So caller 20 right now, you are going to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get five or six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets and qualify for that grand prize. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Kim, are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
All right, we've got these tickets to see Shakira. And not only that, you'll be in this grand prize drawing where you will qualify for the chance to be able to walk out with Shakira during her show at Allegiant. How cool would that be? let's get this for you, all right? We've got five categories to choose from. Do you want to go with junk mail, leaf it to nature, abracadabra, kryptonite, or California dreamin'?
California Dreamin'.
California Dreamin'. Okay, June is California Avocado Month. These are all things that are associated with California, okay?
Okay.
Things you would associate with the state of California. We just need to get six in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the theme park in Anaheim.
Disneyland.
Yes, this is the big music concert in Indio, California.
Coachella.
Yes, this is a bunch of letters on a mountain that say this.
Hollywood.
Yes, this is in San Francisco. It's iconic orange. It's the what?
Orange.
And you get from one side of the bay to the other.
The bridge.
Which one?
The Golden Gate.
Yes, yes. This is if you are going to go out on the water and catch some waves, you're usually on one of these. Yes, yes. The Hollywood has this with a bunch of stars on the sidewalk. It's called the what?
The Walk of Fame.
Yes, yes! You got it! Nice job!
Awesome.
Who was helping you out, Kim?
My daughter Sophia, my daughter Grace, and my son Hunter.
You guys did a great job helping mom out. You got the tickets to see Shakira when she comes to Allegiant on June 28th. And like I said, you are in the grand prize drawing to be one of the people that gets to walk out with Shakira during her show at Allegiant. We're going to do the grand prize drawing for that on Friday. So good luck, Kim. Congratulations. And we'll have your tickets to see Shakira all week long with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Two people are dead after a shooting on the Las Vegas Strip late last night, and authorities say it stemmed from a conflict on social media. According to Metro, officers were patrolling Las Vegas Boulevard around 10:40 when they heard gunfire coming from the west side of the street near the Bellagio fountains. Officers responded immediately, found two people suffering from gunshot wounds. Both victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Police have identified a suspect and they believe that the shooting was an isolated incident. Investigators say the suspect and victims had been involved in a dispute on several social media platforms before the shooting, which may have been streamed live on YouTube before being taken down. Las Vegas Boulevard was closed between Flamingo and Harmon into Monday morning. It's since reopened, but police are asking for anyone with information to contact Metro or Crime Stoppers and remain anonymous.
Yeah, they were saying that the witnesses there, they saw the shooter throw the gun into the bushes and then run off.
Oh, I saw the video that's going around on TikTok this morning. Yeah, they posted the video. It was a famous YouTuber and his wife. They were setting up the camera and you see the guy walking behind and there's like an arrow pointing down like him, and he kind of comes back around and they start yelling at each other and you just see him pull out the gun, and the wife is in disbelief. The people around, I don't like when people post stuff like that.
Same.
But then at the same time, I literally watched it. Like, but it just kind of popped up. I'm like, what is this? And then I realized what I was watching. And it's just really horrible to see something like that.
Well, you're curious to know, like, if what happened or what you saw is what other people are seeing. So, of course, we can't blame you for watching the video. But it's like the process of someone posting it, too.
Yeah. And I know it was on YouTube or whatever. But, yeah, that people are going to get the views on that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Also this morning, Justin Bieber fans are worried again after a string of emotional Instagram posts have left a lot of people concerned about his health. He wrote, "Tired of transactional relationships. If I have to do something to be loved, that's not love." That message came with a blurry selfie and a close-up just a day after some very odd bathroom mirror shots where he said, "You could point at my flaws or you could recognize your own." One fan said, "It's obvious dude is crying for help," while another said, "It's hard and sad to watch." Some followers are even drawing comparisons, saying that he's slowly turning into the Britney Spears of our generation.
No.
Yeah, the singer was also seen with a knee brace on a recent spa trip. He hasn't said anything about the injury yet, but yeah, I noticed like it kind of comes in waves, and I know he's battling a lot of things right now. But I just hope he's okay.
I love that. I mean, I love his music. Obviously, I don't know him, but it's just hard to see someone go through something and feel helpless. And then two, I think with Justin and the things that he's been posting recently, I really think he should have like a social media manager of some sort. So he's not, what if he's okay, you know, and we're out here worried for him.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of these celebrities should have someone who kind of runs their social media unless they feel like they're in a space to do it. And I guess maybe you could be in denial and say, you know, I'm
right,
fine, and do that. But it's just hard to watch. And it's just, I just wish
It's so hard for us to diagnose someone that we don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm really careful about that. Maybe he's just messing around. Like, we don't really know. And we always love to diagnose all these people. It's like, you don't know what someone's going through.
Yeah. And if he is, I hope he's okay. And
yeah.
People like speculate too, like, are him and Haley okay? What's going on with them? Are they going to get a divorce? And the comment section, don't even get me started.
It's
brutal.
Yeah, it's rough. I don't know how you do it if you're a celebrity.
Right.
It's a lot. Finally this morning. So would you be a for or against a shower for grandma? Now, let me explain before your mind goes into places that you don't want it to go. This is apparently a new trend of baby showers for the grandparents. And yes, this is in addition to all the other showers for mom and dad. Some people are saying grandma showers or grandbaby showers are a heartwarming way to honor a new chapter in life. And they are apparently the big new trend. Others say it's inappropriate, even a little narcissistic. People against them say that a grandma shower can shift the focus away from the actual parents. A bigger issue could be that this is yet another party that friends and relatives might feel obligated to attend with a gift. And let's be honest, some people are feeling so gifted out by all these new celebrations, especially since a lot of people treat showers as a way to help first-time parents with an onslaught of expenses. Grandparents should feel acknowledged in their own role, especially if it's their first grandkid. But do you feel like we should have grandparent showers for them?
I am so for the grandparent showers, and I'll tell you why. Picture this. Imagine a new grandparent. It was celebrating becoming a new grandparent. It's like The Price is Right is on. Mahjong is being played. Maybe some wine. And the party's over by 5. I am so for this.
But you still got to get a gift. You got to do all that. Like, what about the parents that are actually having the baby? Now grandma is getting all the attention because of that. I am a no. I'm sorry, but
really?
Unless grandma is the one giving birth, I am going to have to RSVP. Absolutely not to this one. I mean, I just feel like this is taken away from what the mom and the dad are doing. At this point, the only shower I'm interested in is the kind with hot water and no registry link. I want nothing to do with this.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Don't be a party pooper.
I love you, Nana, but if I have to buy one more It's a Boy serving platter for someone, I'm going to lose my mind. So it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time to win. Time to play a little Father's Day game that we like to call Who's Your Daddy? Here's how it works. We're going to play a quick montage of 3 songs, each one by a famous artist who's also a dad. If you can identify all 3 songs by artist and title, you are going to get a pair of tickets to Battle for Vegas, the 6th annual Battle for Vegas charity softball game at the Las Vegas Ballpark, July 12th. You'll also qualify for the grand prize and get 2 tickets to the fun Battle for Vegas sponsor party. It is a blast. So caller 20, we're going to start with you at 702-364-9400, and we're going to keep going until we get a winner. So if you know your pop daddies or your rock star fathers, now is your time to shine. Are you ready to hear the montage? Everybody ready?
Let's do this.
Okay. Identify these 3 songs by artist and title. Here you go. Do you know who those daddies are? All right, now's your time to shine. Caller 20, you get the first shot. Name all 3 songs, artist and title, and you're off to Battle for Vegas. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Who's Your Daddy? Melissa, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Your shot at tickets for Battle for Vegas for this Father's Day. That is happening on July 12th. Here's how it works. We've got this montage of 3 songs, each by an artist who's also a dad. All you got to do is name all 3 songs by artist and title to win. We played it for you before, but let's play it again. Here we go, Melissa. All right, tell us. Who's your daddy, Melissa?
All right, we got
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Correct.
Lenny Kravitz, American Woman.
Correct.
And Ed Sheeran, Shivers.
That is correct!
Yes! Oh my God!
Woo! Melissa, you know your daddies! Yes! Congratulations!
Thank you. I didn't know Ed Sheeran was a dad.
He is a dad. Yes, he has a little girl with Cherry.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations. You just got two tickets to the 6th annual Battle for Vegas charity softball game at the Las Vegas ballpark. And you're qualified for the grand prize with tickets to the sponsor party. It's going to be so much fun. Nice job, Melissa.
Thank you guys so much. I cannot wait.
It's going to be so much fun. I'll be hosting again this year. Can't wait to see you out there. And we are going to have these tickets for you all week long. And make sure you are listening at 9 o'clock for Who's Your Daddy? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. We love getting your feedback on situations that you are going through. We will tell you what we think. If you are a jerk or justified, all you got to do is DM us or shoot us an email through our website, mix941.fm. We heard from Emily this weekend. Emily says, "Hey, Mercedes and crew, I need a ruling on this one for your Jerk or Justified segment. So I live with my roommate and we're usually pretty chill, but lately I feel like I'm being held hostage by her blender. Here's the deal. Every Saturday and Sunday morning at exactly 8 a.m., she fires up her industrial strength blender to make her power smoothies. I'm talking ice, frozen fruit, protein powder, the whole Rocky training montage, except it's happening in our kitchen while I'm still drooling on my pillow. Wow. This past weekend, I finally snapped and I asked her if she could hold off until at least 9 a.m. She looked at me like I just asked her to stop breathing. She said 8 a.m. is not that early and that she needs her smoothies to start her day. She suggested I buy earplugs or I, quote, learn to love the sound of self-care. Whoa.
Okay.
For the record, I'm not trying to ban the blender forever, just asking for a one-hour grace period on the weekends. Is that really so unreasonable? So am I a jerk for wanting a little peace and quiet in the morning, or is she justified in blending up her breakfast whenever she pleases? And do any of you actually have blender boundaries in your house, or is this just the price you pay for living with a wellness warrior? Signed, Emily. All right, 702-364-9400. Jerk or justified? What do you guys think? Let's talk to Soul. Soul, is Emily a jerk or is she justified?
I think Emily is justified. I think her roommate is being a jerk.
Why do you think so?
I can just imagine a house is quiet, everyone's sleeping, and then she turns on the blender crushing ice. Like, that's rude.
It is kind of rude, but as someone who wakes up early, I'm already up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So maybe it depends on your schedule. We're getting some texts here. This one says, from Kristen, "Sorry, Emily, you are kind of being a jerk. 8 a.m. is not unreasonable for her to do her smoothies. 6 a.m. or maybe even 7 would be, but come on, you need to relax. And if you are that tightly wound up, then maybe you shouldn't have a roommate." This one is from Marina. 8 a.m. is the hour that sounds can happen in our household.
What time?
8 a.m.
Okay.
She says nothing before 8 a.m. Lena says, "Shoot, they could start mowing grass next door, building something, running saws, nailing a new roof, etc. at 8 a.m. by county regulations." So yeah, she could run a blender at 8 a.m. What do you think?
Oh man, honestly, I think 8 a.m. is a little too early. I think 9 a.m. is perfect. I'm with Emily. I think you're justified. For me, every single day, I make a smoothie for myself with my little magic bullet. I love my magic bullet. But I always tell James, "Hey, are you cool with me doing a smoothie right now?" And I don't care what time of the day it is. I always give him a warning because it is so loud. It's only out of generosity and just for the people around you when you're making a loud noise to give a fair warning.
I know, but I feel like 8 a.m. is like, I mean, that's a, I think that's a fair hour. I think 8 a.m. is...
It's not too early. It's just right in the middle. Like, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with 8 a.m. Big KB, good morning. What do you think?
Steph, Mercedes, love you guys. She is being a total jerk. When you have a roommate, I've had several, there has to be compromise. There has to be a happy medium. And I got to stand with you on this, Mercedes. 8 a.m. is not that late. Okay?
Yeah.
It's really not. You have a roommate.
When you wake up at three, that's like two in the afternoon, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep going.
He's like, that's
oh, he's
it.
Listening. He's listening.
He said, period. That's
it. I miss that. Let's see. What are we getting here on the text line? The roommate can purchase a Ninja Blast Max Blender. It's a strong personal blender that she can take with her on the go and not disturb anyone.
I like those. Have you seen those online?
I haven't.
It's like these little things, like little smoothie carriers that you could, they're portable and you can do it anywhere. So if she really wanted to and have a compromise and it's that early, she can go in her car, go outside, make a smoothie, boom.
I think that's a good compromise. Like get her a blender that she can go blend somewhere else. And that way it's a win-win situation. But I mean, I don't know. Nobody wants to wake up to the sound of a small aircraft taking off in their kitchen. I get it. But I don't think 8 a.m. is exactly the witching hour, you guys. There are joggers already on their second mile out there and people ready to go grocery shopping. So it's Mix 94.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.